How was it that you came to work at Fieldings?
Well, my brother worked there as well. He was a fitter at Fieldings, and he used to tell me that some of the things that he had to do, and I thought I was much more at home working with my hands than I was with my brain. So, and then as it's a little hereditary. My grandfather was a wheelwright and carpenter, so it added a little being a pattern maker. I thought that I found my little niche.
So how did you eventually end up at Fieldings? Was it a job that you applied for? Did you learn of it from your brother, or was the school involved in taking you to Fieldings?
Oh, the actual apprenticeship at Fieldings. Yes. No, I applied. I applied for it's one of the very few jobs that I ever applied for in my life. I was interviewed by Mr. Pryor, Mr. Bill Pryor, and then I eventually came under the jurisdiction of a Mr. Wedlake. On the craft side of this department, it was a fellow that I heard on the a lady speaking on the radio, and her father was the apprentice supervisor, Ken Court, and he had a brother there, Reg Court, worked in the in the machine shop. Yeah, but I found it quite exhilarating, and I did find it was quite useful.
That interview that you had with Bill Pryor, what was that like? Do you remember it?
Awe-inspiring, going from school to a factory. It was, but they he was a wonderful fellow. Made you feel quite at home. It was, well, they all were, all the characters there. They were wonderful, put you at your ease, and all through my days there, you needed to know. If you wanted to know anything, there was always someone there to help you. Wonderful people, and the knowledge in that place was absolutely unbelievable.